Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You, as always, can join us here, although we have a new phone number. It may be a temporary phone number. We will see. We're trying to transfer the old 603 number over to a different service provider, and that may take 2 weeks or something like that. So for now, you can reach us at 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. And if you have a what they call a SIP client, you can also reach us at ftl@ftl.onsip.info. I'm going to put some information about that on our website so it's easier to access. Welcome to the program tonight. In the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
So, Bonnie, you just got back from a protest here in Little Keene, New Hampshire. You were down at the Central Square, I take it?
Yes.
And I would have gone with you, but unfortunately I'm prohibited from leaving this studio without advance permission. And I guess I could have gotten permission to go to this thing, but I didn't know about it until 2 days ago. So they need me to give them basically a week's notice.
For everything?
Probation office. Yeah, I have to put in, I don't have to give a week's notice. I just have to so every Friday I have to give them my schedule for the upcoming week. So anyway, I wish I could have gone. What was going on out there?
Well, the protest that was scheduled was a defund the police schedule. I mean, a protest that was going to be run by, I think, a college group. And it seemed that, they didn't show up. But there was a counter protest scheduled by the, well, not scheduled, but the counter protesters that wanted to show up were the Republicans of Keene. Mm-hmm. And 20 or 25 of them, maybe 20, showed up. And they were all saying, yeah, we back the blue. And it was just me, Chris, Will, and Joa there.
Mm-hmm. So all Free Talk Live co-hosts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
we were there saying, with our signs that said, abolish the police. And then there was a couple, college-aged guys that came, and they were like, we're here for the defund protest. And they're pretty nice. They were, friendly with us, even though Chris's sign said, defund the pigs and end socialism. They were kind of confused, but I think they're our friends.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting that you guys went and took a position that was going to cause possibly some controversy with the organizers of the event, or the people who were supposed to attend, who apparently
didn't show up,
and then also confuse the Republicans who were coming as well.
Yeah,
you know,
a Republican guy said, "I don't even know what side they're on." I was like, "It's because you think there's only two sides."
Right.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah, I did say that to
him. And how did he come back to that?
He just laughed, he just thought we were ridiculous. They're "This guy's a socialist," talking about Chris, because he was wearing a shirt that said, "Just take it." And it's the socialism.
But didn't his sign say abolish socialism?
Yeah, his sign said abolish or end socialism. They can't read,
can't
I guess.
Okay.
Multiple people said, call me to him and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Do they not know what abolish means?
I don't know. And they kept saying, I pay for you to sit on the couch and smoke joints. I was like, I pay for my own joints.
Which you haven't smoked in months, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just, I think that if they were smart and if society was better, they would just adopt and shine on you for the parts that they agree with.
Well,
but everybody's got to go right on the offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that I was definitely not in control of my emotions as much as they were in control of me, but Joa was doing a really good job doing that. Well, somebody said that my dog deserved to be abused.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, they were saying, there was a lady with a microphone saying, we're here to defend the police. They put their lives on the line every day for us. And I was just like, the police.
In the mean streets of Keene, New Hampshire.
I know, that's what I said. I said, in New Hampshire, where all the crime is. Keene, New Hampshire, where all the crime is. I was just like, annoyed, you know, because, like, they abused me and my dog and my boyfriend, and there's these people out here like, well, you have to pay for the police. Like, you know, it's annoying.
So when did they tell you that your dog deserved to die or something? What happened to that?
I said, Keene police abused my dog. Well, because we were just all yelling stuff at each other, and somebody said, he probably deserved it.
Wow.
Like,
that's hardcore scumbaggery right there.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did contemplate in that moment. That's all I'll say. I contemplated.
So you were out there. The original organizers didn't show up, which, of course, doesn't surprise me. It was supposed to be a college event, and college students are notoriously unreliable and just terrible at going out and doing anything. So I'm surprised that even two people from the college, you know, bothered to show up. But I'm also surprised that so many Republicans actually came out, because this was essentially, they were counter-protesting.
Yeah.
So they caught wind of this event being organized, supposedly, unless it was actually the Republicans who organized the original event and then organized the counter-protest.
I don't think they're that smart.
Yeah, I wouldn't get
Democrats do that stuff. They're smart enough to do that. Republicans generally aren't that smart.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them credit for that either.
I think Republicans tend to be more honest people, too. I think Republicans are more trusting people than Democrats are in general.
Joe was doing a really good job because the guy with the defund the... Okay, and there was another guy that thought he was going to get us, me and Chris. He came up with a new sign. He started holding up the sign that said, defund government schools, because he thought, like, we were college students. And he was like, we'll show that these college students, me and Chris.
Right. And like we 40.
And we just started saying, yeah, defund government. And he was just literally like, there was like a question mark that appeared above his head. He was just so confused. Like, what are these people? I don't know what side they're on.
Wow.
And I forgot what I was going to
say. This sounds like it would have been really entertaining.
Oh, yeah. So that guy started talking to Joa because he was like talking to me and I was just like yelling at him because he was annoying me. Hmm. I was like, I don't know what he was saying. It was dumb. And I was just like, F the police. Anyways. He started talking to Joa, and Joa was like, I'll have a conversation with you. And Joa was, like, literally, like, kind of converting him. He was like, you understand, like, you think this, and I think this. Well, here's the solution. And I heard them talking, and the guy was like, you know, I think guys like you and me can be the type of people that can bridge the gap between them and them. And I was like, oh, I'm glad that's happening. I'm fine being the bad guy right now. I'm annoyed.
Bonnie, bad cop Bonnie.
Right, she has been the bad guy at a couple of recent events. You were at the Gandhi event in Concord as well with Dave Ridley, and she was just letting this federal marshal. There was a U.S. marshal. I don't know if you saw the video, Matt, but is it up? It's not at Free Keene's channel yet. We've got to work on that.
It's going to be on Library.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that somehow because I can't use Library.
It's on Free Keene, the website, the blog.
Oh, it is there. Okay, good. So if you haven't seen that video yet, it's pretty entertaining to watch this. Like, basically, he's the head of security. I know who he is because he talked to me when I went to the Chris Cantwell bail hearing a year ago. He came out.
His name is Joe.
That's his name, yep. And he is the head of security for the courthouse in Concord, the federal courthouse. You know, he's one of those guys he's trained on how to be, like, real Mr. Nice Guy. And he comes out and just kind of chats you up about whatever he wants to. And
isn't it funny they got to be trained for that?
I suspect he's trained for it. He's good at it.
It's not natural for them.
Yeah, he's good at it. He was definitely their PR guy. And, man, Bonnie was not letting up on this guy.
Just, he's a marshal?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was pretty entertaining.
4 feet, 4 inches of fury.
Well, she's a little taller than that. Just over 5 foot. So if you want to join us here, 202-380-3699, do you think the police should be abolished? Does that go a little bit too far? I mean, I kind of feel like, well, I mean, if it's starting a conversation, that's good, and it sounds like there actually were conversations happening here, at least among some of the participants, and I think that's a good thing. Like he said, you know, that's the only way you're going to bridge a gap. If somebody just looks at the signs and gets offended and walks away, and then there's no progress that can be had, at least not at that point with that person. But, you know, I don't think we want to get rid of protection services, right? Like, we don't want to get rid of the idea of having somebody that you could call if you were in need of assistance.
Yeah, like the Republicans kept saying to us, what are you going to do if you're getting raped? And we were like, private security.
What did they say?
They were just like, I don't know. They just don't, they can't comprehend that. They were just like, what does that mean, basically? They're just like ignoring us. Every good answer we gave them, they were just like, yeah, you liberals, you Democrats.
Do cops prevent people from getting raped right now, or
no.
Do cops do a lot of raping?
Do a lot of raping. Yeah, Chris starts saying, end the rape, defund police.
All right, 202-380-3699. That's the number for you if you want to join us here. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Kim Kardashian's pimping a cryptocurrency.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the number, should you wish to join the program, 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. In the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
Coming up, there's more pro-vaccine propaganda that's come out recently. Music video featuring Ariana Grande and James Corbett or something like that. Corden, James Corden. I guess he's like a talk show host on one of those late night TV shows. They did a 3-minute long pro-vaccine puff piece with a bunch of people dancing in New York City streets because now they've got freedom because they got the vaccine. We can play some of that for you.
James Corden is a quote-unquote funny person.
Yeah, this wasn't particularly funny, but anyway, we can talk about that. Plus, Matt, you've got international news about food shortages beginning again in North Korea, as though they ever really let up. We can get into that, too. Of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome. But, Bonnie, you were just telling us about an event that happened here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, downtown Central Square. It tends to be the place where all of the protests happen. It's a very central location. It's where, if you're driving downtown, you pretty much go through this location, so it's an ideal spot to, you know, hold a sign or something like that. There was supposed to be a police anti-cop protest or something like that that the college students were putting together. The Republicans apparently caught wind of it and organized what appears to be a very successful counter-protest. You had told me there were like 20-plus Republicans out there with pro-police signs. Only two college students showed up late.
And they weren't even part of that group. They were like, oh, yeah, we heard that this was going on. Actually, one of them was from Antioch.
Did the group have a name?
It was like NH Youth or something.
NH Youth.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Well, apparently they didn't bother to show up, and a handful of our Free Talk Live co-hosts went out there. And again, this was a very short notice event. You only heard about this like 2 days ago.
Yeah, thanks to Tom from New Hampshire. Thanks,
nice.
Tom.
Oh, our caller?
Yeah, he called, I was like, oh, you've already been on the show today, sorry. And he was like, no, I emailed you guys because he actually didn't even just hear about the protests, he heard about the counter-protests, and he had an email about
from the Republicans.
From the Republicans that was like, we're going to show up to show that Keene supports our boys in blue badges or whatever.
I wish I could have been there because I was the chairman of the Republican Party.
That's right.
Here in Keene, and then subsequently the vice chairman of the Republican Party in Keene, which doesn't mean much, by the way, for listeners out there. That's not like a very high level chairmanship or whatever. The Keene Republicans were basically don't exist. I mean, they do exist, but it's hard as hell to get anybody to run as a Republican in Keene. So a bunch of the libertarians like Chris and myself in town, we stopped being libertarian, quote unquote. I mean, we're still libertarians, but we stopped with the Libertarian Party and joined the Republicans after the libertarians lost their ballot access. The thought being we could easily get on the ballot as Republicans by filing a $2 filing fee.
Which is largely true.
As you know, Matt, you've actually done
too,
this.
Yeah.
So we had a handful of folks, and you were one of them, that joined up with the local Republicans. And
I was one of them.
That's briefly you were, yep, for a little while. And I guess technically we still are, but
I won. I actually came back the highest vote collector. And,
you won the primary.
Yeah, I won the primary.
You didn't win the general,
yeah, I didn't win the big prize, but I beat the guy Jerry Sickles, who did
long-time Republican.
Long-time Republican guy, and seems apparently he's a nice guy. But I didn't do a lick of flyering or door-to-door, not one bit.
Well, they're all very nice, you know, to your face. To your face. And then behind the scenes at some point, I think it was decided that something needed to be done. And so, was it early this year or late last year? I think it was early this year. Yeah, it was January. They came up with some, you know, obscure claim that, oh, you guys didn't have your election when you were supposed to, blah, blah, bylaws, this and that, you know, one of those sort of situations.
They're actually technically wrong, but they just ignored that.
Yeah, even though we were actually following the bylaws that we had filed as they had required us to do a couple of years ago, we'd filed these bylaws with the state party, and they'd approved them. They just basically said, nope, those bylaws weren't correct. Actually, you needed to have an election, and you didn't call for it, so therefore we're going to have a special election, and all of the libertarians were run out of...
Yeah, they, like, they packed the Zoom meeting.
They totally did.
Yeah.
And they totally screwed up, too, because Aria was running as a Republican for sheriff, and if they had any brains in their head from a marketing point of view, that was their big chance to say, look, we love trannies, too.
But Aria was advocating for, you know, control on the police, reducing the police's role in people's lives, and the Republicans cannot hear that message.
No, we want our Nazis to be fully powered.
And yeah, that they could not understand that they were the socialists when we were at the... they kept calling Chris the socialist because of his shirt, and we were just saying, you're the socialist. And he was like, oh, really? I'm paying your paycheck. I was like, no, you're trying to force me to pay for your... monopoly on violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's frustrating because politics, it sucks all around. I mean, I'm sure if we were to get involved in the Democratic Party, it would be just as awful, if not worse. The Libertarian Party recently has, you know, been continuously imploding upon itself and having internal fighting as they've done for years, for, you know, probably decades at this point. There's been a lot of Twitter... fracas, over the local Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Hilarious.
It's like, you know, it's just frustrating because we're not going to likely convince people to ignore the state anytime soon. So it makes sense to work within the system as much as you can. But man, just trying to do the basics of working within the system is an incredibly frustrating,
it's a grind,
and just awful and disappointing process.
Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't go to door to door at all.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
That. Nope.
It's not worth it.
Still came out on top of the highest hill of poop in Key, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I've never done the door to door personally. I remember years ago when I first moved here, my girlfriend at the time did want to run for city council or something like that. I forget what, maybe it was state rep. Anyway, yeah, it must have been city council. She was running for city council. We did actually try doing door to door. And man, what a lot of work for, you know, next to zero. Actual results. There's no real way to compare what you're, you know, how you would have done if you didn't do it, right? So you don't ever really know whether or not it's effective. I don't believe that it is.
I don't think so.
Although people swear by it as
well. What
about
like the yell stuff? Do you think that's effective? I didn't feel like I was changing anyone's minds. I felt like I was getting everyone who already agreed because they were just sending us to Republicans. I don't know. Like,
well, it may be a factor there because then you may be reminding them to go vote, and that may be something worth doing. Because some people swear by it. One of the Free Staters up here who just recently got elected to state rep, not in Keene, but he lives in a nearby town, he did go door to door and he felt like it was worth it. Now he also lives in a Republican town, so. I don't know. I know that the people that win up here, they swear by going to door to door. They say if you go door to door, even as a first-time candidate, you have a chance, like a real chance to win an election. So it's hard to deny that, but man, I just have so many better things to do than play politics like that.
Big time.
202-380-3699 is the number if you want to join us. I mean, I'm grateful for the people that are excited enough about it to go out there and
do that. Absolutely.
But man,
power to you.
Talk about easy burnout. 202-380-3699. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 million people are under heat advisories as parts of the western United States are experiencing triple-digit temperatures. The heat wave has already broken high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will stretch into next week. Low temperatures are also reaching record highs. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act for a third time.
The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Juneteenth is now a federal holiday after President Biden signed legislation today. You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions of Americans in the western United States are bracing for another day of record-breaking heat. The heat wave has been toppling high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will continue into next week. Grace Lutheran Church in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, is offering water, electrolytes, and other items to help the city's homeless population.
When you don't have that balance of water and electrolytes, you experience heat exhaustion, and that's fatal. We know because of last summer when many places where people sought refuge were closed, like public libraries in particular, that many more people died than usual on the street. And it's vital.
Pastor Sarah Stadler, that audio courtesy of Fox 10 in Phoenix. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is signing a Back the Blue bill into law. The measure makes rioting a felony instead of a misdemeanor. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the number for you, should you want to join in the show. You can do that at 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We've been talking about a protest that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I don't know, maybe there were other ones that happened elsewhere. Sometimes these things are not just in one place, but coordinated around the country, but there was supposed to be a police and anti-cop protest that happened here in Keene, and some of our co-hosts went out with police accountability / anti-cop, but also anti-socialism messages, because you knew, Bonnie, that there were going to be a Republican counter-protest to this supposed event. Turns out the event organizers never even showed. The Republicans showed up in large number with like 20, and 20's large for
sure.
Keene, New
Hampshire.
That's
like all of them.
Actually, I suspect they brought them in from outside towns. That's probably...
Yeah, there was this woman... I don't know. They just seemed like outside town people to me.
I suspect most of them were. I'm just guessing without having been there myself. I probably would have been able to recognize some of them because, like I said, Matt, you and I, we were active to some extent in the local Republican Party before they excised all of the libertarian activists from any sort of party position. So, like, we're still registered Republicans, but I'm not the chairperson or the vice chair
anymore. How did they just make you stop being the chairperson?
They voted you out.
They called a special election, claiming that we hadn't followed our the bylaws of the state, even though we had followed the bylaws that the party had approved for us. Apparently, those were not correct according to the state bylaws, which they only bothered to point out to us after the time had run out for us to run this election. Supposedly.
Here's our chance.
Yeah. So they came in, swept in with, as you pointed out, it was an online meeting, Bonnie. So they were using COVID as their excuse why we can't meet in person, which was one of the ways we were able to successfully have as much influence as we did previously, was because we were having in-person meetings, and it's hard as hell to get people to show up to in-person meetings. So
sure,
it was easy for a dedicated group of activists to, you know, dominate in that way and sort of take over. But once they opened it up to online meetings, then anybody with an internet connection can now attend, and so they were easily able to stack the meeting with their buddies, and they voted us out.
Yeah, the old people who were home-ridden got to jump on the Zoom and vote us out.
Right, and then today, Bonnie, you were just telling us that at this protest, one guy who had a sign, he made a sign up trying to, like, get you that said what?
Defund government schools.
And you just showed me video of this guy, like, I guess he went back to his car and, like, scratched this out real fast.
Yeah, he was away from the group and came back.
Right, so like, he got the idea. Oh,
what a genius idea.
He's going to show me this college student.
Yeah, and you're not a college student. But, and he comes back, and he's, like, walking across the street, and he starts chanting, defund government schools. And you guys actually are like, yeah, right on.
And he was just so confused, he just walked away. And then, not in the video, but later he said to one of the other Republicans, I don't know what side they're on. And I said, because you think there's only two sides.
And then tell me more about this guy, because he came over to have a chat. Right.
So he... Joa said something about his sign when Joa got there, like, I like your sign. He was like, you like my sign? I wanted it to say stop the jabs, like the vaccine, but they wouldn't let me. And I pointed at the Republicans and I said, they wouldn't let you? It's because they're authoritarians and they think they can tell you what to do and all this stuff. And he came over and started talking to Joa, because Joa's being a lot, you know, like, calmer than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard them, their conversation, little bits of their conversation. He would say, like, yeah, well, we need to stop murders and all this stuff. And Joa was just pointing out how that could be done with private security.
Right, without a monopoly.
Without a monopoly. And it could be done more effectively and all this stuff. And he started saying to Joa, you know, I think guys like me and you could be the people that bridge the gap between them and them, talking about...
I think it's interesting that the Republicans were trying to centrally control what people's signs were that they'd shown up.
Sure. They're authoritarians.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're as bad as the Democrats
They're
are.
They're socialists.
They absolutely are. Of course, they don't want to hear that, but you're absolutely right about that.
They couldn't comprehend that when I said that to them. They were like, you're the Democrat.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Except
I'm not.
202-380-3699. It's interesting. Like, I've never been involved in a Republican. Like, even though we were doing things with the Republican Party, they never did any kind of counter protests in the time that we were active.
It's because most of them were in wheelchairs and walkers.
They
and
are
stuff.
Old.
Yeah, I will say that none of them were familiar
from that
Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't seem like any of
all
them.
All outsiders.
Yeah, it seemed like outsiders. It was weird.
What was the youngest Republican that was there?
A woman with her megaphone that was, like, in her 30s.
She must have been the organizer. She had the megaphone, right?
Yeah, she had the megaphone, and she was saying, we want to defend the police. And I said, they have the guns.
I bet I know who that was. I bet it was the girl who is obsessed with Aria. So there's one woman who regularly attends, and she's, like, in her late 30s, who regularly attends the Keene Republican meetings.
Is her husband a cop?
And I believe her dad is the guy who ran for sheriff against Aria.
Eli basically. Rivera?
Not Rivera, but the Republican guy.
Oh.
Who tried to challenge her with a write-in campaign.
Oh, I've seen Earl Campbell?
Yeah, Earl whatever. Anyway, I've seen the two of them together. On one occasion. So either she's dating him or she's his daughter, one or the other, but that wouldn't surprise me if she was the one who, you know, organized this, because it seems if you're a Republican and your relatives are cops, then this is an attack on your relatives. This is an attack on your dad or whatever, which is why...
I would definitely join an anti-war protest. My dad is a 25-year vet.
That's true. He still works for the military, right?
He still works for the government.
Gotcha. So, you know, I that's why my one quibble is to say abolish the police. It's not really exactly what we want to do. I mean, yeah, technically, but it's not like we're saying we don't want to have people who have, like, the technical and the physical ability to go out there and actually provide protection for people. It's just we don't want it to be a monopoly anymore. So there's no real easy way to express that in a, you know, in a quick five-word or less sign.
Would it be a strategy to stage another defund the police one and then actually show up only with signs that the Republicans can agree with but sound a little something they don't usually talk about, like the jab or...
And you know, murder.
And murder.
Oh, yeah.
Things anybody can make it really, really agreeable. So they have nothing to counter-protest against. And you just end up making friends with them, and then you can bridge the gap.
Yeah, maybe I won't cuss and yell next time.
Well, maybe that's important, too.
Yeah.
What were you
I agree,
saying?
But...
You're saying,
oh,
yeah. Bonnie.
Dang it, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right. 202-380-3699. Coming up, we'll get to this no lockdowns anymore. Yes.
I remember what it was that I was going to say. They were chanting, and somehow it was just louder than all of them, even though she had the megaphone.
Wow.
And I was saying... Jason Short is a murderer. Jason Short is a murderer. Because they were saying, like, that they stopped murders. So I was like, Jason Short is a murderer. Google it.
I don't know if that's true. but he's a jerk. That much is true.
Did he kill somebody?
Yeah, with a knife.
Jason Short did?
That's what Chris was saying.
That's news to me.
Well, is it not Jason Short, the guy that killed somebody with a knife? What's the...
That's news to me. I've not heard
that. You told me the story, but it might have not been Jason Short.
I think it was somebody else.
Oh, well, whatever. He's probably a murderer, too.
You can correct it for the next one.
He's not a nice man. I mean, Jason Short was the guy who was... he's one of the chief antagonists in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch over at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Classy guy.
And he's the guy that arrests Derek J in the park for smoking, or about to be smoking weed, for packing a pipe. He's the one who
actually... the one that came over and sat down next to him?
Yes.
Well, he did cough on Chris during a pandemic.
He threatened Chris
and
Bob.
Coughed on Bob.
Threatened them outside of this house. The morning we were raided, Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, showed up at like 10 minutes after we stepped outside. They were there with a video camera, which was amazing. And Jason Short was there running interference for the feds. So he was like the...
he's a scumbag.
Yeah, he was the guy with the, you know, trench coat on, threatening them. And there's video, I guess, of this over at freeking.com. If you go back to March, late March, you can see that. 202-380-3699. Shortages of food in North Korea. We can talk about that coming up, or whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the number here. If you want to dial in, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, 202-380-3699. Have you ever been at a three-way protest, meaning people with three distinctly differing positions in the same place? Usually it's side A versus side B, the left versus the right, but when the libertarians show up, things can change and get a little bit interesting. You know, you throw some curveballs, some intellectual curveballs in at these people, that they expect that everyone that's opposing them is exactly who they expect they're going to be. And then, you know, if you're a libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist, that's not true. And that's what can maybe shake somebody out of their stupor, you know, shake them out of their two-party system viewpoint for a moment, and maybe get them to actually consider something, consider some new ideas.
Like the founding principles of our entire country and culture.
Yeah.
Individual freedom.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to join the show again, 202-380-3699. Coming up, we'll talk about North Korea. Got some international news that Matt's going to share with us. And, Bonnie, you have been, I don't want to unfairly describe you, but for some amount of time, you followed some of the influencers. Let's call them that. Like Kim Kardashian. You know a thing or two about Kim Kardashian, right?
Yes.
Did you know that she's now pimping a quote-unquote cryptocurrency?
Yes, I saw her pimping this Ethereum Max on her story on Instagram.
Actually, I saw the news about it first, and then I told you about it, and then, yes, we did confirm. Because at first we thought maybe this wasn't even true.
Oh, yeah, it looked fake, but yeah. It just looked fake on her story, too. It was so weird and out of place. It was like, photo shoot. Oh, guys, my friends told me about Ethereum Max, and you should totally buy Ethereum Max.
Right, didn't she also say, disclaimer, this isn't, I'm not giving financial advice.
Yeah.
But I heard about this Ethereum Max.
All my friends are doing Ethereum Max.
Is that what she said?
That's basically how she said it. She said my friends told me about this.
Right. So she herself doesn't actually know anything about this.
This is how all these people are. I don't want to hear another. I was going to bring this up later in the show, but we'll do it now.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to hear one more word out of Elon Musk, out of Mark Cuban. Elon Musk had a talk with the Bitcoin miners to see if they could make their operations greener, and now I will be accepting Bitcoin again. Who were the Bitcoin miners that he spoke with?
I don't know. Most of them are Chinese.
Yeah, a lot of them are Chinese until recently. China just ran them all out of the country,
well,
I think.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. I couldn't find anything about that when I said that on the air last night. Arya hadn't heard, and I was like, yeah, I'll pull it up. And I couldn't find that it was actually made illegal there. I was like, what?
I mean, people are mining Bitcoin in their homes. There's probably a full node on a server somewhere still in Keene. You know what I mean? And that's the way Bitcoin is. So which Bitcoin miners did Elon Musk talk to?
Did he actually speak to them, or did he just make a statement that if this doesn't happen?
No, he said he has spoken with the Bitcoin miners, and they have vowed to make Bitcoin greener or seek, you know, greener ways of generating the electricity that powers Bitcoin. You know, I don't want to hear another word out of him. I don't want to hear another word out of Mark Cuban. Or what's her name?
Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God. Is she talking about it, too?
She's on the Bitcoin train.
She's not talking too much about it. She just made NFTs and it wears Bitcoin sunglasses and stuff like that.
Yeah, didn't she put laser eyes on?
Yeah, and put lasers on. She's not being bad about it, but I love Paris Hilton.
She was at the Bitcoin conference in Miami.
Shut up.
Nope, yeah. She was there, man. Bitcoin's going mainstream. I mean, if you got people like Paris Hilton showing up at Bitcoin conferences...
I'm not excited about that.
I like her.
Well, these people are idiots, and this could also be an op
using
these people to steer public perception in a certain direction, that is, towards Hollywood stupidity.
I don't know, man. If it gets people interested in Bitcoin, and they go out and they acquire some Bitcoin and maybe other cryptocurrencies, how could that be a bad thing?
It definitely raises flags for me. When I first saw Paris Hilton doing it, I was like, oh God, this sounds like what you said.
If the feds and banking are involved, I don't know how that could be a bad thing, but I assure you they're looking for a way to turn it into a bad thing. That's the fear.
No doubt.
So, I mean, I think our job should be to educate people on the variations in the coins without getting too nerdy about it. Like,
yes.
I like Monero because I like my privacy. I don't want people... I want to give looky-loos the lowest chance of following me everywhere I go. My life is none of anybody's business but mine. Therefore, I like Monero because Monero is a privacy coin.
I love Monero. It's the world's top privacy coin.
But you're a person who understands privacy and understands crypto.
And the I don't know if the average person cares about privacy these days.
How sad. They don't until they realize how important that is.
But then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
You've already given up everything.
Completely.
So you're not wrong about that. And I don't disagree that we should be doing those things. And we are doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we talk about it on the radio. We have the Bitcoin Embassy here in New Hampshire. We've had a privacy coins discussion there. There was a presentation given about privacy coins there a year ago. That's viewable online on the Free Keen YouTube channel for anybody that wants to watch it. It was pretty educational.
We have crypto meetups like twice
regularly. Yep. So people with questions can come and do that. But, you know, this is sort of the classic problem with any sort of new thing is when it gets to a certain level of penetration in society, when it gets to a certain level of popularity, whether it's like a new type of music or whatever, there's always the early adopters who are like, oh, man, it's going mainstream now.
We are that. You know? I am that, for sure. Yeah.
And ultimately, despite the fact that you may not like Paris Hilton or you may not like this Mark Cuban guy, he's like a baseball team owner or something like
basketball.
That. So, you know, you may have your critiques of them for whatever reason. They are an indicator of some level of popular acceptance of this idea that for years, most people in the Bitcoin field, I think, would have admitted that we want it to become popular, right?
Like, we did.
We don't want it to be this niche thing that only libertarians and anarchists and computer geeks care about.
I remember getting excited when Coinbase started getting big.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sad that Coinbase has turned into what Coinbase has turned into.
Yeah, I mean, they're a monster. I mean, they're kind of like the Bitcoin bank.
Basically. They're the Fed of cryptocurrency.
But that's because of their decisions, not just because they got big.
This is true, although in order to get big in the traditional financial field, you basically have to cozy up with the regulators.
And sell your soul.
And they've been doing that from day number one. I remember being...
Have they?
I've told this story a bunch of times, but you know, there's always new listeners. I remember the very first Bitcoin conference Mark and I ever went to. It was like 2013 or 2014, so it was a long time ago in Bitcoin terms. And I was standing there in like one of those convention parties, right? Like if you ever go to a convention, they always have the
side parties,
the party with, you know, the open bar or whatever. Somebody sponsors it. And so this company called Trade Hill, which is now out of business, had sponsored one of these parties, and, you know, open bar, and people are mingling and doing their thing. And I was standing there with this Bitcoin attorney who's like a shark, in a good way, and the head of Trade Hill and the head of Coinbase. And I was just listening. I was right there, and the four of us were just all standing together, and I was just listening as they talked about creating essentially a obedient crypto society, basically, of companies that would come together and then, like, saddle up to the government and tell them how obedient they are and that they're going to form this, I think they call it like a white hat society, where if you had like a Bitcoin that had been through the Silk Road and you tried to deposit it at their company, they would refuse it.
Wow. Well, because, I mean, sounds like exactly how monopolies get started.
Well, they are certainly an oligopoly, or that's what they were asking to become. They wanted to show the government that they're playing. You know, they're playing the government game and doing what they were told to do, or going above and beyond what they were told to do. Not only are we going to follow all the old money transmitter regulations that you have on, but look what we're going to do. We're going to go further than that. We're going to blacklist all of the bad Bitcoin.
What cowards.
Yeah.
We'll even lick your boots.
That's what it was. And this was being plotted more than half a decade ago. So the guy that runs Coinbase, still the same guy, you know. So they've been playing to these regulators for a long time. There's nothing new about that.
But didn't you say that there now is a decentralized crypto exchange that's burbling up?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this. I wish I could go and check it out.
I would like to go check it out.
Yeah, I saw Eric Voorhees, who's a former supporter here of Free Talk Live, a great guy. He runs Shapeshift, which is one of the oldest sort of online Bitcoin exchanges. And he's been pushing for a long time to decentralize exchanges, even though he's run one of them. He wants to see decentralization because, well, he's a voluntarist.
Is Shapeshift the one he was mentioning?
No, but Shapeshift has, like, backed this new thing. Like, they're supporting.
Outstanding. That's integrity.
It's called Thorchain, like T-H-O-R, the god of thunder, is that right?
Yeah.
Thorchain, and they have their own token called Rune, and I can't get into the details on why it's, like, decentralized, but if you look up Eric Voorhees and Thorchain, I bet you can find an article that he's written that explains it in great detail.
I need to check that out.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.